I'm sitting outside the Little Flower. The Little Flower Tea Room, it calls itself. But I tell you, it does a lot more than tea. I see pints of Stella on the table in front of me and people drinking wine. And this is actually the favourite haunt of my uncle, Uncle Edvard, who used to come to Lourdes for Junkies years and was a brancardier and everything. He used to come here every night, right? And I'm sitting here with a man who was, why did you come to Lourdes?
I was inspired by people that were in the Scouts with me and that were younger than me and had served here in Lourdes. And at the time, I was rearing my family and I felt I hadn't the money to do it. So when my family were reared, maybe it was an ambition. I had heard so much and about the crack on the tours and the whole lot. So look, I was lucky, my family were reared, I had my help, and I came to Lourdes with my wife as a helper. I don't think they'd have come otherwise.
And what was the inspiration though? What do they do to inspire you?
Just their commitment, and year in and year out, they were there and they were telling me the stories of Lourdes. And I said, I must do that someday. And I was lucky enough that my family were here. And my wife had a great devotion to Lourdes. She had been here several times. And I wouldn't have come to Lourdes unless I could walk. So I came to Lourdes with my wife and I enjoyed it immensely. And
what kind of work did you do the first year?
We were in the hospital just helping patients in and out to lunch, up and down to ceremonies, and just general dog's body around.
Did you start off at the kind of, is there a low level start?
Not really. You just come in part of a team and everybody shows you the ropes and you just learn as you go along. No bother, pick it up, you know. All you need is the will to do it, you know.
And you were involved with the Scouts before Lourdes, though, weren't you?
I'm involved with the Scouts since now. I was invested as a Scout in 1960.
Where were you invested as a Scout?
I was invested in St. Joseph's Church in Limerick.
In Limerick?
Yes, yeah.
And were your family in the Scouts before that?
No. I had a cousin that was involved, but I didn't know about that at the time. I was just lucky to get a break, and someone said they're taking Scouts and got involved at 10, 11 years of age.
And I'm
now approaching my 64th year, and the Scouts that I get a bit emotional about this.
You can get emotional, I wouldn't blame you.
The Scouts that I've done my test with, I'm still friendly with them.
Really? Wow. And tell me, the fellas that got you enthusiastic about Lourdes, were they in the Scouts?
They were in the Scouts. The main guy, I was a patrol leader, he was a Scout in my patrol. And he had a great commitment and he died at 40 years of age.
Wow. Oh God, that's a tragedy.
Yeah.
Look, you wear the dark blue shirt, right?
Yes.
And the man opposite you is wearing the light blue one, right?
Yeah.
Will you explain to me the difference between the two shirts?
Down the years, the shirts changed. And you see, when I joined the Scouts, we were the Catholic Boy Scouts of Ireland. They were founded in 1928 by a father, Tom Farrell, who took his inspiration from Baden Powell.
Right.
And he founded CBSI, the Catholic Boy Scouts of Ireland. And that's what I joined. But now we're in a situation that we have amalgamated with SAI, who were the Scout Association of Ireland. They were the Protestant Scouts. So now what we are under the banner of the Scout Association.
Oh, so there's both Roman Catholics and Church of Ireland, yes, Presbyterian,
yes,
the whole lot.
Yes, very much so. Yeah. But going back in the early years, we were a very, very Catholic group. But now we're Scouting.
And tell me, the difference between man is he's wearing the light blue shirt.
No, for some reason they changed the uniform over there. Don't ask me why. I don't know the politics or why. But they did, you know. And that was a nicer shirt. It was a lighter shirt and lighter colour for the heat and all that. But this is the colour we have now.
Do you ever get jokes about being, this will make sense to Irish people, about being blue shirts?
You probably will. Yeah.
But look, go back to Lourdes. So your first year that you came is not that long ago, is it?
It's 7 years ago. Yeah.
Have you been every year for 7 years?
Every year since. And not alone that, but my wife came with me the first year, but she had great devotion to Lourdes. And
did she work in some way at Lourdes, or did she do
No. She had been to Lourdes several times as a pilgrim. And as I say, she had great devotion. And then we were looking after, 4 years ago, my daughter came with us. And she said the same as me, that she wouldn't come to Lourdes unless she could work, you know. You can see how good she's there with
us. And she's here.
That's
you are here. That's your daughter.
That's my daughter.
And is this lady your wife?
This is my wife, yeah.
Wonderful. So the three of you are
three
here.
Three of you are here, yeah.
Do you have any other children?
I do, yeah. I have a son in Australia and I have another daughter at home.
And are they anyway tempted to come?
No. Not really.
And tell me, what keeps you... What's the motivation now?
When we go back to Limerick and we go into Shannon, the people coming off the plane, the pilgrims, the invalids, and they'll throw their arms around you and they'll say, thank you for my holiday. You know? And that's money can't buy that.
Thank you very much for telling me. I'm very, very honoured to get
thank
that story
you.
From you.
Delighted.
Thanks a million.
Delighted. Thank you.